Hello everyone, I hope everyone listening to this podcast is doing well. I want to start today's episode off with one question. Were you conquered or are you the conqueror? A lot of you are thinking right now, what symbolic message is this question trying to send me? What does this question mean? Well, I'll put it like this. Are you copying the way of life of someone else? Did you see someone and say, I want to live like him? Are you living someone else's life? Are you living for someone else's ideology, for someone else's ideas? Or have you made your own reality? Have you made your own world, your own success? Have you made a new, but very, very, very complex reality for yourself? I want to give an example of what this question represents. Imagine a man that has gone to war. He went to war with another village. They fought, these two armies. This man was part of an army and he fought, you know, the army of another village. And nobody won. It was a draw, but a lot of people died. He saw dead people. He saw fire. He saw things he didn't want to see. After the war, he went back to his village. And everyone was waiting for him. And they said, what happened? How was it like? How was the other village? You know, what do they look like? And the man explained it to them. The village was like this. The people dressed differently. Their food was different. You know, the environment was different. Everything was different. The people were different. Their skin color might have been different. You know, things that you wouldn't see in his village. And he gave the idea to these people that, you know, this village was different. The people are scary. They're different. Don't go to the village. And the people, they lived with this idea. Some of them didn't even question him. They just accepted it. They said, wow, this man has been to this other village and he's telling us how it is. So do not go there, you know. It's scary. It's like this. It's like that. And without them even seeing the other village, they made their own idea and their own perspective of what this village is, even though they didn't even see it. They haven't seen the truth and they've made their own reality. They've made their own perspective, which is the dumbest thing you can do. This village, the people in this village, they passed this idea, this vision they have. They passed it down to generations. And this village lived 1,000 years with the idea, with the fake idea. Nobody even went to the other village, but they made stories. They kept making stories. And well, even if it's not the truth, everyone in this village thinks it's like that, until one person came, a woman, and she said, I want to go and see this other village. Nobody has been outside this village because of the stories they've heard. But I want to go see this other village. I want to go outside this village and see other people. So what did this woman do? She stood up and she went to the other village one night. She went to this other village and what she saw was bizarre. She saw the exact same people she would see in her own village. Everyone was the same. The food was different, but it tasted the same. The environment was different, but the families were the same. The children would laugh the same way, you know. People would eat the same way. People would sit, they would laugh, they would drink, they would cry the same way. The birds would fly the same way. The animals would, you know, do their things the same way. And this woman realized one thing, that the village lived generations living a lie. Thinking about something, making stories about something that didn't even exist. They lived a lie. And when she realized this, she went to one of the citizens in the village and she asked the citizen, I came from this village. What did the citizen say? Oh no, we've heard stories about your village. Your village is like this, your village is like that. They said things about her village that she knows it isn't true. But she realized that these two villages lived the same lie. They made stories about each other. They without them even seeing each other, even taking the time to understand each other, to see the truth, to see reality, they refused. And they kept living a lie and making the lie even bigger and bigger and bigger. When I'm telling you this story, you might think, wow, they're, you know, such ignorant people, such dumb people living a lie. But the truth is, you are living the exact same way. Not only you, but everyone listening to this podcast, everyone around you is living the same lie. They are living in the same ignorance. So take this example upon yourself and realize the things around you. Realize the lies you've been telling yourself. If you've been telling yourself, you know, nobody's perfect right now. And understand that if you're living a lie, you need to wake up, because you'll reach a point in your life where you'll see the truth, but it's going to be too late. So, right, that's where the story ends. The woman goes back to her village and, you know, she explains everything. A lot of people didn't accept it, obviously, because nothing changes in a second. But, you know, slowly the people started realizing, they started going out for themselves. And that's when people discovered the truth and they started developing their own ideas. Instead of generations listening to someone that died years ago, they went out for themselves and they saw the truth themselves. They came out of ignorance. Unfortunately, I think everyone in today's day and age still lives in ignorance. Everyone listens to one person. And they're all making their reality. They all have the same reality because of the idea of one person. So nobody has their own reality. Everyone is living the idea of someone that died millennials ago. Someone that died thousands of years ago. And everyone's main mistake is this exactly. Instead of making your own reality, instead of living for yourself, instead of respecting yourself, you know, seeing yourself as a high being, no, you're allowing yourself to obey someone else's ideology. And for this exact reason, you will never live for yourself. Right. I think I talked enough about, I think I introduced enough, you know, our topic. I talked about it enough. Obviously, there are some things we still have to talk about. For example, the consequences of not living for yourself. Well, the consequences are mostly the same for everyone, but they are very severe. One of the consequences of not living for yourself, and I think it's the worst feeling a person can have, is regret. You will regret not living for yourself eventually. When someone is on their deathbed, about to die, and you ask them, what could you have done better? They're going to tell you a thousand things, a million things they could have done better, a million things they could have done. And they regret it so bad. You know, why didn't I do this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they lived for someone else. One person said, I want to go live in this country. I want to go travel here. I know it might not be possible, or I don't have the economic, I don't have the money to go right now. Or it's not safe. Don't go. Don't go alone. Be careful. Don't go out at night. You know, someone else is telling you these things and you listen to them. You say, yeah, you know. They're right. I shouldn't go. I don't have the money right now. Maybe if I do, it's not safe. It's not a safe country. I shouldn't go. Or if you want to move to a new country, you know, someone says, don't go. You have a family here. You have all these things. You have a home, you know, going to a whole new country, new language. Everything is different. You have friends here, you know, don't go. And you say, okay, I won't go. You're right. I shouldn't go. Right now, you may not regret it. You think, yeah, the good choice is staying here. But you know deep down that you should have went.